Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast all over the world via Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and claim your free case study about search engine optimization on how to get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising. So today's episode is really good. So I have to tell you that today it's me. I'm flying solo, and I had the opportunity to go to New York to meet with the CEO and founder of Bashani Radio, because he is my mentor. And you know, I have a lot of love and admiration and respect for him because he is an incredible human being. He's so inspiring. But, you know, one thing he said to me this weekend, and there was a lot of things, but he encouraged me to go check out the movie, The Harder They Fall. And he asked me as I was, you know, traveling to New York, he said, "Have you seen the movie yet?" And I hadn't. So as I was finishing packing to go to New York to meet with him, to be mentored, I decided to watch the movie as I packed. And I have to be honest with you, I don't think I've seen a movie that had me obsessed. Like, I've watched the movie, like, I think about three times now. And I'm just obsessed with this movie. And so after I came back, and I think I slept maybe 6 hours total in 48 hours. In 48 hours, I slept 6 hours total. So by the time I got home, got my son, got settled, everything, I was exhausted. I was so happy that my son went and got his clothes out of the dryer. He made up his bed himself and he put himself to bed because I was passed out. I fed him. I had another appointment with another one of my collaborators. And then after that, I did a little exercise and I passed out. So one of the things I did on the plane was watch the Harder They Fall again. And I wrote some insights, and I want to share these insights with you. So the subject of today's podcast is 5 digital marketing insights from The Harder They Fall. So 5 digital marketing insights from the movie The Harder They Fall. Now, I just, you know, if you have not seen this movie, don't worry. I'm not going to give you guys any spoilers, because the other piece to this obsession of mine is that I have rarely looked at all the press junket videos and interviews from a cast and production team of a movie. And so as I was unpacking, once I came back home, I was watching these interviews interviews of James Lasseter, Sean J.Z. Carter, and James Samuels. So, interesting fact, I did not know that James Samuels not only is a brother to Seal, but he is also the man who behind the music of the movie The Great Gatsby, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio. So between Jay-Z and James Samuel and James Lasseter, I don't know a lot about him, but if Jay-Z is collaborating with anybody, we all know that Jay-Z is about his paper and he's very creative. He's quite an incredible artist, entrepreneur, father, the whole nine yards. So this movie was released on October 22nd, 2021. And it was released on Netflix, and it has some limited showings across the United States in movie theaters. So this movie was released October 22nd, and the movie, if it were a book category, it would be designated a historical fiction. The movie is a Western. I don't know about you guys, but I love action, period. Whether it's Western or science fiction or, ancient times, medieval times, like whatever period. If it has some action, I'm there for it. I love a good action movie. So just like the song Old Town Road, James Samuel and his collaborators took a mostly white dominated and controlled art form, the Western movie genre, and added a bunch of soul and seasoning. And so it's my opinion that this movie was instantly iconic, instantly a classic. I mean, with a star-studded cast like Regina King, after I saw Regina King in what was that movie, the HBO series Watchmen, she played Sister Knight, and I knew, like, if Regina King is in an action movie, I know it's gonna be on point. And Idris Elba is just like, there's just no words for him because he's just phenomenal. And Delroy Lindo, I love the fact about this movie that it was based on real characters. And I also love the fact at how this movie is reclaiming the whitewashed narrative of the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was based on the character of Bass Reeves, who was a Black man, which Hollywood has whitewashed to make people think that the Lone Ranger was white, but the Lone Ranger was Black. And I think this has to be the first movie I know of where the Lone Ranger was played by a Black man. So besides just the artistic part, I don't want to go into the plot. I don't want to go into any other aspects of the actual film. I want to talk about the business of filmmaking, because the business of filmmaking is just a film, is just a product. And how do you bring a product to market is something that a lot of business owners, no matter what that product is, can relate. So the five digital marketing insights that I got from The Harder They Fall became really clear as I started to watch the movie, read about James Samuel and the relationship he has with Sean Carter, and the relationship that, James Samuel has with Idris Elba. This is something that I think Issa Rae said. She said, a lot of people talk about networking, networking up, but you should network amongst your peers. And this film is a powerful example of relationship capital and collaboration, which is my first digital marketing insight. So one of the things that is so important for a website is to obtain backlinks. is to obtain social mentions. Now, these two things, at the very, very, if you distill it down to the very essence into like layman's terms, it's all about collaboration. You know, when you create a product or content, excuse me, or a service that people gravitate to, when you reach out to other people to obtain links, this is all about collaboration. And so this is one of the most inspirational things about this movie, was to see how Jay-Z has had this relationship with James Samuel for like almost a decade, and also Idris Elba. So when it came to casting this film, James Samuel used his relationship capital and his collaboration to gather the cast to produce, write, and direct this movie. The other thing is that, you know, this is crazy. So I mean, he had this idea 15 years ago. James Samuel had this idea 15 years ago. And Idris Elba even mentioned the fact that he remembers talking about this film over a decade ago with him. So this is a conversation that has been happening. And to see a decade ago, you know, so much has happened in the career of Idris Elba. So much has happened in the career of James Samuel. So this is so important as an entrepreneur and brand, is like those relationships, nurture those business relationships. This is one of the reasons why the SEO Queen, one of the first things I did when I launched my business was to stick and stay and contribute to the LA South Chamber and Connected Women of Influence. And these two organizations, I have been able to create relationships and contribute and collaborate, and it's been awesome. And I know the best is yet to come, because I made that decision, that conscious decision, to build deep relationships and not wide relationships. Just like a tree has roots that go deep, 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 deep down. That's the way you need to look at your digital marketing. You want to really go deep, 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 deep down into sharing your content on social media, pinning your website to Pinterest, asking your business owner brand, your friends who are business owners and brands that you can collaborate, ask them to link to you. You know, as a member of the LA South Chamber, I get to contribute a blog post every month to LA South Connections, and in that I get a link to my site. So I've been taking advantage of that spirit of collaboration. So this is so important. This is so important. And another instance of collaboration in the business world I want to raise your awareness of is that Google is currently being sued by 17 states in an antitrust action. And if you read that official indictment or document, whatever they call it, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know the right terms, but I was reading it and it was so juicy. And one of the takeaways I got from that is that Google has many formal collaborative initiatives with Facebook that are currently under intense scrutiny. So as a business owner, I mean, you don't get any bigger than Google and Facebook. And here they are, as big as they are collaborating. And so if you're not collaborating with another business, I challenge you right now to brainstorm 10 businesses, brands that you would love to collaborate with, and develop a plan on how to make that happen. So the second digital marketing insight from the movie, The Harder They Fall, I got was original content. I know I say this all the time when I'm doing workshops and other things, that original content is what Google loves. Original content is what people are looking for. Now, The Harder They Fall is a historical fiction. It's something that Hollywood is frankly obsessed with. However, there are stories that are never visited. And so this movie was inspired by the research and the desire of James Samuel to see Black people, African American people living their lives in, the Midwest, in the West, in the Wild West. And one thing that is not taught in the schools is that Black people made up 25% of the Wild West. Now, there's a book that Toni Morrison wrote called Paradise, and it takes place, part of it takes place in a Black town. And, reading that book and seeing the dynamics of what happened in that Black town and how it grew, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, I believe the book takes place. James Samuels is also inspired by this innate desire that we as Black people have to see ourselves celebrated in cinema. And this is a story that is not being told, and it hasn't been told in the genre of the Western. And so when you have the internet, you have a platform where you can really put out whatever you want to put out on your website. When you create original content, when you create unique and engaging and fresh content that speaks to the desires of your target clients, when you are able to answer questions that your target demographic has, when, in James Samuels, in his collaborator's case, he created a movie that explored history. Now, Black history is something that Black people love, and I dare say we're obsessed with. I mean, we have a whole month dedicated every year to celebrate our history. Now we have June, which is also the month where Juneteenth happens. It's also Black Music Month. So we as African Americans have this desire for content that tells our story in such a way that's free from oppression and it's the narrative is just free and not whitewashed or cut short. So just like that, this movie inspires me to tell you how important and how impactful that original content can be on your website. Let's stop talking about, SEO as search engine optimization. Let's call it sexy engine optimization. When you call it sexy engine optimization, ask yourself, is this topic sexy? Does it attract the target demographic that I'm going after? And if you can say yes, then definitely put that content out, rock with that, identify the questions and the keywords that your target demographic is looking up, and put out that content on a consistent basis. And this brings me to, this is a perfect segue to my third point. The third digital marketing insight that I got from the movie, The Harder They Fall, is know your audience. Know your audience. I mean, when it comes to The Harder They Fall, I looked at a lot of reviews, and one of the platforms that I really, really love when it comes to movie reviews is If I'm Being Honest. And you should definitely check that review platform out. But people have been pretty much on the same page about how they love the sense of adventure, music, comedy, set design, and more in the movie The Harder They Fall. So one thing that I mentioned before is how James Samuel and Idris Elba and Jay-Z and James Lasseter and all these people who work together to bring this film to the big screen, they all like had a shared vision, and they knew their audience. That's one thing about this that's really, really, really important. So if you're not sure what your target audience likes, ask them. I don't care if you have 10 1,000, 10,000 people on your email list, 10, 20, 100,000 followers, 10,000 followers. Talk to your followers on your email list, on your social media platform, your existing clients. It's so important for you to know your audience. And, you know, sexy engine optimization is all about drawing your ideal prospect to you. So you really have to put yourself in their shoes, use beginner's mind, do that research, ask those questions. Never assume that you know what people like. You need to know that you know. You need to confirm that you know what they like. You have to ask those questions, and you constantly have to ask those questions. And there's tools to do the research. We call this also market research, but even more so than even market research is to master and optimize the tone of your content. It's important to understand how to relate to your ideal client. So one of the things, as you know, the founder of the SEO Queen, that I have had to do over the years is really understand that even though I like to geek out about website design and search engine optimization and HTML tags and all this cool stuff, my audience doesn't want to hear that, all that. My ideal clients don't want to get all into the weeds and the technical aspects. They just want more clients and revenue without paying for advertising through the power of sexy engine optimization. That's what they want. That's what they want. Now, I may enjoy this, or I may write some content that's really technical and I'm like, oh, this is a masterpiece. But people hit the snooze button on it because it's just too detailed. So, you know, knowing your audience is more than just the content. It's also serving your content to people in a way that they can utilize it, take advantage of it at the moment in time that they're ready for it. So this means, you know, having a mobile-friendly website, making sure you use click-to-call on your phone numbers on your website, and that the information that your clients are looking for, you need to have that on your site. You know, I believe somewhere between 50 and I'd say 30 to 60% of consumers are more likely to purchase a product or service after reading a blog post about it. So you can definitely move the needle, increase in conversions when you know your audience, speak to the desires and the needs of your audience in a way that they can relate to and understand. Companies that and brands that blog get 484% more links and traffic to their website. Don't forget, only 30% of businesses are using SEO as a strategy. And so you can get a leg up on 70% of your competition if you are using sexy engine optimization to get more clients and revenue. So my fourth insight from The Harder They Fall is make it fun. Business doesn't have to be boring or too serious, and neither does your content. SEO, search engine optimization, is also sexy engine optimization, where you talk about attracting your ideal customer. You know, if you're trying to attract the ideal mate, you're gonna try to be as sexy as possible to appeal to them. You're gonna wear your perfume or your cologne, you're gonna wash up real good, get a cute outfit, make sure your nails and your hair is done. If you're a fella, you want to make sure that you're clean and that your beard is tight. And you know, if you have a beard, if you don't, make sure you're clean shaven. You want to make sure you're not looking scraggly, because you want to come correct. You want to make sure that, you know, you're attractive. You want to make it fun. You want to flirt. Flirting is fun, right? Flirting is fun. So you definitely want to flirt with your ideal customer so that they are attracted to you, so they make the commitment to use your products and services. So that's my fourth insight from The Harder They Fall. Make it fun. SEO does not have to be serious. And now finally, number five, when I watched The Harder They Fall, and from the music, the soundtrack, to the set design, the costume design, there's just the shots, the composition of the shots, the flow of the movie, the use of all the cinematic techniques that were used. And I was just hashtag Black excellence, hashtag just excellence, period. I mean, no detail was not considered. You could, from the script to the dialogue. I mean, I don't know how many times I watched a movie and like was bored out of my mind from the dialogue. Like, for real? Like, this movie won an Oscar? It's like watching paint dry. Like, for real? Like, I mean, I've seen movies that people rave about, and I just can't get into it. But this movie was engaging as every detail was done because they, one, considered their audience. They made it fun. It was original. They knew what they were going after, and they tied it all together with a bow. So, in conclusion, inspirations for your search engine optimization or your sexy engine optimization is everywhere, even in a film. Even in a film like The Harder They Fall. And as a brand, it is so important to operate in the spirit of collaboration with original content that is edutainment with the spirit of excellence. This means that you are getting backlinks to your website, you're using relevant original content that's answering valuable questions that utilizes the language of your target demographic in a fun and excellent way. Now, if you want to use some tools and get some more insight on how to make your brand more exciting so that your SEO turns into sexy engine optimization, you definitely need to check out SEOqueen.com. I have a free case study on how to get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising. It's at the above the fold. Just click on the link and you can download it today. Watch the case study today. And I just want to thank you for rocking with the SEO Queen Tech Show. And this is Z Scott, the SEO Queen. And this is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing site insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast all over the world via Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. If you love what you heard, make sure you, if you're listening in the Bashani Radio app, click that star, favorite this episode. And I would love to also hear from you. If you're listening in the Bashani Radio app, click that feedback button so you can give me a piece of your mind. I want to know from the listeners, what did you guys think of The Harder They Fall? And do you agree with me on my insights on this movie and how it applies to sexy engine optimization?
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download. Bashani Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.